In the stillness of this moment, at the beginning of a new week, full of promise and opportunity, we come into your sanctuary, into your presence, to seek you. Still our hearts, lift and strengthen our spirits as we offer our prayers to you of supplication. Lord, you made us and loved us. You designed us to live in fellowship with you and with each other. May your infinite gentleness fill us with an assurance that you will hear us as we pray for your world, which is hurting and torn apart by war, by greed, by self-interest, and by the misuse of power. A world that seems to have lost its way. So today we pray for all those who are lost. Lost because they have no idea which way to turn, because where they live has been torn apart by sectarian violence, bombing and random killing. Lost because they have no home to shelter in anymore and no country to call their own. And those literally lost at sea or under a hail of bullets or a terrorist bomb as they flee for their lives or perhaps just a better life. Those lost because they feel their God has abandoned them and they no longer know who to trust or what the future holds. We pray for those who are lost through having no sense of purpose or pattern to their lives, thrown out of a job, betrayed by someone they loved and trusted, lost because they can't pay their bills or feed their family, lost and bereft through the death of the one they loved most and seeing only a bleak future. We pray for those who are lost in a haze of addiction and have no idea which way to turn. Those lost in a forest of prejudice and discrimination with no hope of escape. And those lost in a moral fog of uncertainty, unable to distinguish right from wrong. They've lost their moral compass and have no idea which direction to take or even who to ask for help. In the face of all this loss and despair, grant us wisdom, courage, gentleness and mercy, faith and love, and so prepare us to be bearers of hope, peace and reconciliation. We pray in the name of the one who never rested until the lost were found and who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.